Page 78. Reggae in the UK.
In music, credit isn't always given where credit is due. Artists borrow styles and sounds and make them their own. One panel at last week's South by Southwest Music Festival tackled that issue by exploring a range of British music, songs that all found their roots in a single source, Jamaican music. Boz Dreisinger traces that musical genealogy.
As long as there's been reggae, more or less there's been reggae in the UK, and that influence played a massive role.
As massive a role as R&B and blues played in Britain a half century ago. Michael Riley sings lead for UK reggae band Steel Pulse.
We look at the impact of it, we look at how it's changed production, we look at the story of the remix and remix culture, we look at rave culture and the relationship to sound systems, we look at current youth and what they use as a key reference when making popular music in the UK, and we'll see that the resident black community has a major contribution that has never been fully recognized.
The contribution began in the 1950s, when Jamaican immigration to the UK spiked. By the early 60s, British sound systems flourished and British ska music topped the Billboard charts. West Indian immigrants to America could be absorbed into existing African-American communities. But in Britain, where there was no real black community to speak of, Caribbean people found themselves isolated. Michael Riley says that reggae became a potent way of dealing with that alienation.
Disenfranchised working-class youth identified through this music, which was rebellious, it was anti-state, anti-government, it was very politically charged, and it was very militant. So the black youth were very motivated and socially aware at the time. And all this came through reggae, because it was not present in the schools, it was not present on television, it was not present in the books, it was not present on radio.
Copyright NPR.